Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎来到英文口语马拉松。我是 DJ 叶宗桥，坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 81. Okay, it's Friday again. 那今天要和大家分享的短语呢是发挥你的想象力。那首先我们来看到第一个，今天第一个讲的叫做 heads up。Head 就是头的意思，是人身体上非常重要的一部分，要有想象力嘛，必须离不开头。 Heads up 就是在一件事发生前先告诉某人，或者是先给某人警告。比如说啊，经常我们都会见这样的场景， I want to give you all a heads up that some big shots from New York will be here next Monday to see how we're doing. So let's make sure our desks are clean and that we show them what we're doing. We want to put on a good show for them. Wow, sounds very Chinese, okay?
我记得我上这个学的时候就总会有什么领导要来视察了，老师就会让我们把我们的桌子收干净一点，对不对？
Okay, so here, heads up one more time. I want to give you all a heads up that some big shots from New York will be here next Monday to see how we're doing.So let's make sure our desks are clean and that we show them what we're doing. We want to put a good show for them.
所以在这儿呢 ,heads up 就是让大家提前注意的意思。
那接下来我们讲一下第二个今天的习惯语，叫做 FaceTime。 说 FaceTime 大家应该非常熟悉的，用苹果的手机都会知道有一个功能叫做 FaceTime。Face 是脸的意思， Time 呢就是时间。那么两个词连在一起又是什么意思呢？FaceTime 的意思是面对面跟一个人谈话，因为你有求于他，例如你要他同意和你签订一个商业合同，或者是要他给你一份工作，或者任何他能帮助你的事情。
This guy Joe is the best salesman I ever saw. If he can get 20 minutes of FaceTime with a buyer for the department store, he will walk out with a nice big fat order. I'll bet Joe could sell bathing suits at North Pole.
这句话的中文意思是，我从来没有见过像 Joe 那么好的销售员，要是他能够和一个公司和一个百货公司的采购员面谈20分钟，他一定会得到一大笔订货。我可以打赌 Joe 即便到北极去推销泳衣，他都能卖得非常好啊。最后一句话非常有点过分，但是通常都是为了强调而已啊。
OK, and last one is to think outside the box. Think 就是想的意思， box 一个盒子。Think outside the box, 按字面解释就是在盒子外面想。
这好像没有什么意思，但是别忘了我们讲的是习惯用语。Think outside the box 作为一个习惯用语，它的意思是一个人富有想象力，他能超越一般的范围，提出崭新的想法。
Come on, take a look. A lot of everyday things we take for granted. Take windshield wipers on cars, for example.The earliest autos didn't have wipers cleaning rain off so drivers could see. But somebody happened to think outside the box, and now all cars have them.
这句话的意思是说，我们对许多日常常用的东西都已经习以为常了。汽车上挡风玻璃刮水器就是一个例子。最早的汽车上是没有能够刮掉雨水的这个雨刮器的。但是某一个人发挥了创新的精神，所以呢，现在所有的汽车上都有了雨刮器。
Okay, so that's all for today. Thank you for listening. Hope you can use your imagination to think outside the box. This is Jeffrey from English Marathon, and I will see you tomorrow. See you, bye bye. Think of you.